This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It is 5:15 in the evening. Today, of course, was day 11 of the Dewan Rakyat sitting. Melissa Tiong from BFM's news desk was there in Parliament and she's on the line to bring us the highlights. Melissa, what were some of today's updates?
Right, so some of the highlights in Parliament today include a press conference by the Deputy Prime Minister, Wan Aziza, Wan Ismail, alongside Australian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Julie Bishop. There was also some ruckus in Parliament when lawmakers decided to question Economic Affairs, Datuk Sri Azmin Ali, on matters related to Khazanah. Deputy Transport Minister Kamarudin Jaafar had also mentioned a review of Puspacom's concessions, and yet another press conference by Subang Jaya MP Wong Chen, as well as Klang MP Charles Santiago, on the involvement of a Malaysian observer in the recent Cambodian general election.
Okay, so a whole lot of stuff there. First things first, what were the updates with, I guess, the press conference by Wan Aziza?
So one of the issues discussed today was former policeman Cyril Azhar Umar's extradition request. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who is on a three-day visit to Malaysia, has confirmed that Cyril is currently being detained at Villawood Immigration Detention Facility in Sydney. She also mentioned that Malaysia hasn't made any extradition requests, but maintains that Australia stands firm against the death penalty. And this is what she had to say about the matter.
He's currently being held in immigration detention. As Prime Minister Mahathir said recently, Malaysia has not made any extradition application. So it would be inappropriate for me to speculate as to the rest of your question until such time as Malaysia makes an application for extradition under the existing treaty between our two countries. But we most certainly discussed Malaysia's intention to consider the abolition of the death penalty. This is a position that Australia has held for some time. We oppose the death penalty both at home and abroad. In fact, we advocate as strongly for the abolition of the death penalty as we campaigned for a seat on the UN Human Rights Council. And we are on the Human Rights Council now, and the abolition of the death penalty is one of the pillars of our advocacy. So that is a matter that we certainly discuss. But I point out again, there has been no application for extradition in this particular case.
Wan Aziza had also announced that Malaysia and Australia will be holding a bilateral dialogue on gender policy in November.
I'm happy to receive the courtesy call by Her Excellency Julie Bishop, the Foreign Minister of Australia. And first of all, I'm delighted to announce that Malaysia and Australia have agreed to hold a bilateral gender policy dialogue in November. A key priority for us both, and this initiative will bring together Australian and Malaysian experts and allow them to exchange perspectives and experiences on issues to help inform on our respective gender policies and efforts to promote women empowerment. We together look forward to this building an ongoing stream of work and cooperation for our mutual benefit.
All right, Melissa, now let's get down to some gossip. What exactly was the ruckus when Azmin Ali was questioned by the MPs about Khazanah?
Well, before we get into that, Azmin Ali actually also revealed that Khazanah National had invested 80 million ringgit in a lingerie retailer and that the amount was written off. He also said that the diversion of the National Sovereign Wealth Fund into such an investment was among the reasons why Putrajaya wants Khazanah to return to its so-called original objective, that it should focus on strategic asset firms such as Telekom Malaysia and Tenaga Nasional. Now, as for the ruckus, it came about actually when Pasir Selang MP Tajuddin Abdul Rahman voiced his concerns about whether Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad would prioritise the development of Bumiputras. And this is some of the audio of what transpired.
Saya tidak yakin sebab Bumi Putera ni susah nak jumpa.
Tuan Mahathir Pasir Selayan.
Apa soalan ni?
Soalan saya merasa kebimbangan di atas.
Kebimbangan bukan soalan.
Soalan, saya nak jawapan.
Baik,
daripada
Tuan Menteri
untuk memberikan keyakinan. Jangan gelak ini Menteri Perumahan.
Ini apa dah menyimpang?
Ah, dah, dah pasal dia dia sinis.
Ya. Ini dah menyimpang.
Ketawa-ketawa sinis tu. I don't like it.
Tuan Yang di-Pertua, Tuan Yang di-Pertua, saya dapat memahami mengapa Pasir Salak tidak bersetuju dengan Yang Berhormat Langkawi pada hari ini. Tetapi bagi saya itu bukan pertimbangan saya. Pertimbangan saya, walaupun Pasir Salak tak setuju dengan pendekatan Langkawi dan Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri, tapi majoriti rakyat Malaysia menyokong kepimpinan Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri.
Itu di atas propaganda dan fitnah dan tuduhan palsu, janji palsu, rakyat tertipu.
So then Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Ming put an end to the argument by switching off his microphone and mentioned how Kinabatangan MP Bong Mokhtar is much better behaved these days before Bong decided to join the ruckus himself.
Saya tadi apa ini tahniah kepada Yang Berhormat Menteri Ekonomi yang baru, sebab sebentar tadi telah saya dengar mendewa-dewakan seorang pemimpin. Tapi saya nak tanya Yang Berhormat, sebelum Langkawi jadi Perdana Menteri, Yang Berhormat sendiri ada buat road tour seluruh negara maki hamun hentam Langkawi ini. Jadi macam mana cerita yang dulu itu, tidak betulkah sudah dakwaan terhadap Langkawi seperti yang dihujah-hujahkan dulu?
Tadi saya kata Kinabatangan bertaubat, saya rasa ini salah lah.
Maybe a bit too much praise too soon there. So moving on to the issue around Puspacom's concession, Melissa, what updates do you have?
Right, so Deputy Transport Minister Kamarudin Jaafar said that the ministry is due to make a decision on the review of the concession by the end of the year for Puspacom, which is the Computerised Vehicle Inspection Centre. This is part of a move by the government to open up monopolies, and Kamarudin Jaafar had said that the ministry is planning to open up more licences for car inspection services. However, he added that there is no conclusion on that matter just yet, and this is what the Deputy Minister had to say about the issue.
We want to do an overall review of all forms of monopolies, so Puspacom comes under that review. And there is a cabinet committee headed by the Minister of Economic Affairs, will be Datuk Seri Azmin Ali, looking at all these monopolies so that they will come to a decision later this year. The policy is no more monopolies, unless the cabinet decision says after all studies have been made that certain of these supposedly monopolies are exceptions to the policy. The fact is, the government is now studying monopolies, and not just Puspacom. There are few others being studied and being put under review. What I gave was that the concession as it is now ends. Whether there is a policy or not ends, you have to either deal with Puspacom again or open up to other companies as a monopoly again, or no more monopoly but all companies are open and we can give to three, four, one or three, four, more than one. That's a policy yet to be decided.
All right. There was also the matter regarding Subang MP Wong Chen and Klang MP Charles Santiago's joint statement over the Cambodian elections. What's the story there?
Right, so they came out to question the involvement of a member of the Malaysian Election Commission, Muhammad Yusof, as an observer in the recent Cambodian elections. According to them, the election has been condemned by both the European Union and the United States as being neither free nor fair. So they sought clarification from the government on whether Muhammad Yusof was in Cambodia representing the Malaysian government or in a different or private capacity, and whether any actions will be taken against him for endorsing and whitewashing the elections that has been deemed to be undemocratic. They also reminded the government to reform our own election commission, and this is some audio of Wong Chen with the statement.
We also wish to remind the government to urgently reform our own election commission to ensure that the election commission members are fully committed to open, free and fair elections in Malaysia. We have two by-elections coming up, and the election commission must prove that it is a reformed institution. Lastly, while we know that the government's position on non-interference amongst ASEAN nations, we urge the government to pursue constructive engagements to promote and safeguard democracy in ASEAN consistent with the ASEAN Charter itself. non-interference also means that we should not send any observers to endorse and whitewash any blatantly undemocratic elections.
Thank you very much, Melissa, for that update. That was, of course, Melissa Tiong from the BFM News Desk with highlights from today's Dewan Rakyat sitting. More parliamentary coverage tomorrow, day 12. I'm sure it'll be just as raucous. We've got Dolly Parton coming your way now with Jolene on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.